Ya lo hace. Pierna derecha, directo al arco. ¡Golazo! ¡Golazo!
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. I'm Kevin Larame, joined by Dwayne Rollins. As always, good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Just heard the new Canadian Premier League anthem. Kevin has not had a chance to hear it yet. I'm not sure why it was needed, but it's here.
We are one or something. I don't know. I'll listen to it after the show.
The one, yeah.
Yeah. Canadian Premier League starts soon, Saturday, and we'll talk about it later on in the show. But Dwayne, we wanted to start today by talking about Major League Soccer expansion. During our little technical hiatus last week, we missed Friday's show, and we missed the big news that MLS is now accepting candidates, I guess, all the way up to 30 teams. So we'll have a 28th, 29th, and 30th team in the league in the next, I don't know, 5 years? There's not a lot of details more outside, but maybe 5 years, I would say.
Yeah, and we're going to have a 31st and a 32nd,
and
I think a 33rd and a
78th and an 80th, yeah. 91st, MLS 1 to 5.
There's a couple takeaways from the Board of Governors announcement last week, and obviously the solidarity payments also came out as well, and maybe we'll have someone on to talk about that in a little more detail, because of course that's a more complex issue that deserves more time than a, you know, you and I going at it for a couple minutes here. But in terms of the expansion, the two big takeaways were, A, that they're going beyond their 28 teams. Shocking. No one ever thought, I think, for the last year and a half that they were even going to remotely remain on the same page that they announced a few years ago. That's long out the window. They, you know, some of the teams coming in weren't even on that initial list, which is a little silly. Why did we go through the dog and pony show to get there? But the other big takeaway was that I think finally Sacramento can finally not be the Rochester of the modern day Major League Soccer expansion race. It does look like them and St. Louis, they have desperately wanted in St. Louis since about 1996. They look like both of those teams, franchises, expansion teams, whatever you want to call them, are going to get their day. They announced that they have entered into exclusive negotiations with those two cities for the next two franchises. So good news for that. I'm especially happy for Sacramento. We've talked about that market, I think, ad nauseum over the past 5 years of this show, 5.5 years of the show. So not much point going back into that right now. But I do think that it is a victory for patience is what it is. It's not done yet, but it's done.
Oh,
Sacramento,
yeah.
And St. Louis, next two teams. Then Sacramento, probably the next team in after Miami. Is it Miami?
Will Miami ever make it in? That's my question. We know they will now, but that was my running joke. That was my running joke for like 3 years. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
So 2013
was when they made that announcement. That's when they made the initial announcement. The little talk about dog and pony shows.
It's 2019.
When they made the announcement that they might make an announcement. I remember writing an article, a satirical article on the Canadian Soccer News about how Tweet Ontario was announced they might one day get an expansion team. Yeah, Tweet Ontario is a village of 1,300 people, for those who don't know, that is famous for. They have an Elvis thing there or something. I don't know. Anyway, but
and now they have a weed company that is called Tweed. That is like the biggest in Canada. That's there. But interesting. Who's going to be the 30th? That's the question. Sacramento and
I still think.
Go ahead.
Phoenix. I think it's going to be Phoenix.
Oh, especially if Drogba is going to be the owner. There's a very high probability this team's going to be in the league. We'll see how it
demographically
happens.
The demographics of it just makes so much sense. It is the largest city that does not have a franchise or plans for one right now. Detroit is also a city that I think desperately, you know, when you look at the other major sports in the United States and Canada, Detroit it really stands out as a market that doesn't have an MLS team as of yet. They, of course, have a very successful lower league team.
Very successful. In perspective, like with scale in mind, it's still an NPSL team. So yeah. Detroit City SC. So
it's similar to the Chattanooga situation. Chattanooga, of course, much smaller market, so they will unlikely ever be in Major League Soccer conversation. But they have, you know, USL team and an NPSL team battling out, and there's sort of a, you know, the divide of spiritual thinking in U.S. soccer comes to the front on that. You know, you have your NPSL, I'll be gentle, true believers that believe in the structures of that league more than they believe in the structures of a franchise-based league. And you know, we know what that fight's all about. But nonetheless, a lot of markets in the talk. I think the other interesting thing about this one, Kevin, though, is, you know, to get back into that 31, 32, 33, ad nauseum forever into infinity.
40.
A number. Yeah, we've been saying 40. I've been saying 40 for a long time. There is a logical basis of two 20-team leagues, and whether you want to divide those into MLS 1 and MLS 2, or whether I think more realistically you divide it into MLS West and MLS East, and they play independent schedules of each other with an MLS Cup playoff at the end.
And a Super Cup? Will we get an MLS Super Cup or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the MLS Cup, the championship game, would be the winner of the East versus the winner of the West, and they would play a series. The question would be whether it truly fully embraces the MLB model and that you have some interleague play, and I suspect that you probably would, because they would want to have some, you know, an interleague week in there, a rivalry week or something, because you wouldn't want to have, well, to stick with the Canadian context, you wouldn't want to have Vancouver and Montreal not play each other, Vancouver and Toronto not play each other, right? So you want to have some level of that, I think, and they would probably keep that, but I suspect that it would be a highly imbalanced schedule towards East and West with very little crossover, very, very much like the American League and the National League. And the baseball structure, if you're not familiar with baseball, hi, John, thanks for listening. It's two leagues. It's the winner's play. I know who's not familiar with Major League Baseball, at least on a surface level. So, but I like to explain in case we have some European listeners out there.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And if you hear weird noise, there's a big siren in the background here in the studio. So we don't know what's happening yet. But
Montreal's burning.
I think so. Live radio, but. To continue to talk about the Major League Soccer, the expansion, Phoenix, it's a good hypothesis. They could be number 30. Nashville's coming in. Miami's going to come in. San Antonio is dead in the water, unfortunately, because of Austin coming in too as well. So after the number 30, though, who are we looking at? Because it's clear now. We see it happen. St. Louis, we see Sacramento, and we see as well Phoenix coming in. Maybe Detroit in the future. Who else?
Well, there's every league is tripping over themselves to try and get into Vegas now. We saw with the Golden Knights, the success they had going to the Stanley Cup Final last year, success off the ice as well in terms of drawing big numbers consistently in there. I do believe that Las Vegas is the next big sexy market that most leagues want into in Major League Soccer. I think are talking very closely to the people who own the lights, although I don't know whether you'd want to bring them in there. Seem like a bit crazy,
odd,
to be honest. Yeah, they're a little off. But yeah.
The best way to describe them, I would say that they're very Nevada. Like they're very much like their state. Just like, okay for a few days, but after 4 or 5 days, you're like, yeah, I miss my home.
Yeah, look, I mean, Las Vegas, any outdoor event, like hockey is one thing because you're playing in a rink and you can control the climate there. The problem with playing in Las Vegas in the summer is that if you look at any of their minor league baseball teams and so on and so forth, they've always struggled to draw. They've had some summer football there in the past too. When I'm talking football, I mean egg ball. That has struggled too, when you wouldn't think that they would, because it is hotter than Hades there in the summer and it's very difficult to play games. And, you know, I think you'd have to have kickoffs at like 11 p.m. type thing, which would be fine. The city doesn't sleep, but.
Or like 4 a.m. So you're like 4 a.m. or 11 p.m. Your choice.
You know, precisely. So it would be a bit of a challenge that way. But in terms of the market itself and you know, the desirability, there is a sex appeal to it. And I think that the. And MLS would like to be in that market, and they'd like to get into that market before, you know, well, it's not going to be before NHL or NFL now, but before at least the other sports, basketball. And I don't think basketball will ever go in there. I think that there's a worry that they lose some of their players to the casinos.
But I think we've seen with the NHL that, I don't know if there's a chance. We'll see long term, but I think it's the same for every team, and I think the market's going to be saturated before long, especially if you put an NFL team. So we'll see if Major League Soccer can go to Vegas, but there's still a lot of good candidates when you look at the Major League Soccer landscape in the United States. There's still other team that you can maybe potentially see a team there. Like even a San Diego could be a brilliant idea to go get the Tijuana fan that are just, what, a few miles south? You make them cross the border if they can, which could be a problem because it's a bit more difficult than it used to be to cross the border. It used to be a lot easier to just be like, okay, I'm going to go watch Xolos in Tijuana if you are a San Diego soccer fan, or the other way around. And there's a possibility there. And if we look on the East Coast as well, there's some Carolinas could have a team and support as well. I believe it is in the mind of Steve Malik, owner of the North Carolina FC, to have a potential MLS team too.
Yeah, Carolinas are interesting. The market's not that big, really. I mean, they're very college sports-oriented market as well. I mean, you see the professional teams struggle down there, basketball and hockey-wise. I'm not struggling on the ice right now. Maybe my dream is dying. We'll talk about that, and we'll never talk about that. I'll just think about that for the rest of the show now. I'm referring to the NHL playoffs, in case you weren't aware.
The Washington Capitals lost last night. That's what Dwayne's referring to.
They like to do things difficult. They like to do things difficult. Game 7. I mean, I'm sitting in a city right now, which is collectively holding its breath right now, and I think there might be riots in the street tonight. I think the game goes the way it was. But
that's going to be fun. But anyways, back to the round ball.
Back to soccer. Well, you should be a little torn with that one there. Boston and Toronto is not
torn because
Canadians.
Is it possible for both teams to lose? That's my question. Because that's what I want to happen. Like, can both teams lose and be eliminated? Like, oh, unprecedented. So the other two teams move on. Both Toronto and Boston are out.
There you go. Yeah, look, I mean, I guess the question is there an upper limit in terms of the models that we're talking about? If they are going to go east and west, and I don't, you know, I honestly don't think, as silly as it sounds, as crazy as it sounds, that 40 teams or 48 teams is the craziest idea in a landmass this big. You mentioned a city like San Diego, just off the top of your head. Yes, obviously San Diego. You look at their ratings on TV for football in the World Cup, and they kill it. They're the number one rated market there forever. Now there's a few challenges. A lot of their fans there are Mexican. Or just oriented themselves towards the Galaxy. And
of course,
that would be a challenge. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with competition. And obviously, you could have, you know, it's soccer, man. Like, the models are different here. You're looking at even what the Premier League is looking to do in terms of not really worrying about traditional, you know, breakdown of markets. I think that the Canadian Premier League, and we'll touch on it a little bit. We're going to break the story fuller into solitudes this week. You know, they're looking at models where you have multiple teams in the same region, right? And MLS has already done it with New York and LA. I could see them, you know, the Chicago Fire situation there. We're talking moving them into the city, but, you know, I could also see them put a second team in there and let the fire do what they do, right? Like, there's lots of options for that sort of stuff. I think 48 teams is not ridiculous at all. And there's enough players in the world. It is a worldwide market. It won't saturate the product that much. And, you know, the debate then would be whether you stick with East-West, which I think is the preference of Major League Soccer, or, God help us, like Central, East-West, like four divisions or something, which I could also see them doing. Or whether
true.
You go with an MLS 1-2. And that would be that semi-open pyramid situation.
It'll never happen. Come on. It'll never happen. I've heard
Will never be a fully open pyramid. There will never be a fully open pyramid in the United States. It's just not feasible in terms of the legalities of it. But I could
for me,
see
Dwayne,
some level of semi.
It's the fact that you can't tell. I'll mention Joey Saputo because he mentioned it before, but it could be the case for pretty much every owner in this league. You cannot tell someone that your fortune is now worth half of what it was. like this.
No, not when they signed up. Not unless they signed up to that situation, which is why.
Exactly. Not unless
Premier League, that they're starting with that model, yeah, right?
And it's a different scale of money, too. If you pay $400 million for a team like Atlanta or like an LAFC, don't tell me 3 years down the road you can risk it. Like, we're talking about if it's like the relegation aspect to it, maybe the highest risk of investment ever in the world, saying, okay, your $400 million investment can be worth $1 million if your team gets relegated. It's like, no, it'll never happen, just because usually there's not a fee of $400 million to get a team in the Blue Conference in hopes of making it to football, association football, and then moving from League One to the Championship, the Premier League, right? You don't pay $400 million for your Blue Conference team that you create. Exactly.
No, no. You look, real quickly, the only model I could ever see working is if they created a two-tier model that was semi-open, that did not have necessarily relegation beyond that second tier. So you're not going to completely lose your team. But the other key to this is, I think within a North American sports landscape, you would have to also include a way for those Division II teams to ultimately win MLS Cup. And that would seem kind of counterintuitive, but just off the top of my head, 14 teams make it into the playoffs from MLS 1 and 2 teams from MLS 2. So you still have a chance to win the championship even if you start in the second tier, and then there'd be some kind of promotion relegation from that. But yeah, even that, is still 25, 30 years away, because you would have to first freeze expansion for at least a decade before you can realistically fairly offer an opportunity for teams to drop. Because how the hell can you put an expansion team in and immediately put them up to the possibility of relegation? That does not make any sense, especially when they're investing hundreds of millions of dollars.
And imagine if the scenario you're talking about exists, Dwayne. I already have enough people in my life asking me, but what's that Canadian championship thing? They're playing in three leagues, two leagues? I don't get it. What is it? Can you explain it to me? It's already not that intuitive for people that are not diehard soccer fans to understand. Now, can you imagine explaining to me, yeah, well, we're playing MLS 2 this year, but we might have a chance with that gimmick to make it to the sea, to the saw, and to, oh my God, people. Just,
well, people are confused about the Canadian Premier League format, which isn't confusing. But it's crazy. Are. They go, well, this is stupid. This format's stupid because it's not what they're used to, right? Like,
what do you mean? There's no just regular season and a playoff. Like, yeah, I'm sorry.
I would be willing to bet that in a few years the Canadian Premier League will have a playoff, just like every other league in North America. I've said that all along, and a lot of people that are listening to the show are hating that idea, but the reality is that you're not who they're trying to find.
We're hating right? the idea, but look, every morning of MLS Cup that I wake up and get to watch it, I'm excited. So
I love the playoffs.
Exactly.
It's amazing. A playoff fan.
Like, no tomorrow soccer. There's nothing quite like it. No tomorrow sports where it's all on the line. All the cliches exist. Oh, you leave it all on the field. Literally. Like, I'll leave a foot on the field if I get a chance to play at that level and have an opportunity to have a championship game.
The three most popular soccer competitions in the world are as follows:
Champions League,
playoff; the World Cup, playoff; the Euros,
playoff.
There you go.
It's literally group stage equals regular season and then playoff.
But right. Well, this is a fight that we'll never win with those that believe against it.
No, exactly. You caught me mid coffee swig here. I thought you were going for a few words more. But this Saturday, Dwayne, Canadian Premier League starts. And speaking of expansion, it's already been heavily rumored that the Canadian Premier League will have one, if not two, new teams for 2020. It might be more than that already. And 2020, 2021, they're coming quickly with a lot more investors ready to take the plunge and invest in Canadian soccer. We all know about Alex Bunbury and the plans to have a team in the region of Laval, Montreal, or even Quebec City, maybe. There's apparently four more investing groups interested, at least in the Quebec region, but you're hearing a lot more, and you're hearing advanced stages of discussion with a few ownership potential groups.
Yeah, and look, I'm just still going to chase this a little bit more, so I'm not going to give you details right now. I'll give you some ideas, though. And if you want to hear the full thing first, Two Solitudes is where to listen to this week, and we think we're going to put it out as a preview, so you'll be able to listen to that one free, but it's $2 a month or more after that. So that's how you help us continue to be independently covering this league. But at any rate, what I am hearing, you mentioned Montreal, and I believe, and from what I've heard, that the Montreal groups could potentially even be ready for a second half of the season insert, but they're probably reluctantly not going to do that because it doesn't really stand up competitive wise. You talk about confusing people already. What if you add a team to it?
You know what it looks like if you do that? It's very NASL-like. Like, literally, it's what they did for Miami.
Yeah, and look, there's the other thing I will report outright right now is I did do some digging on Ottawa, and the update on Ottawa is there's no update. There really is not any movement of that. The two sides remain a great deal apart. Even if the Fury are not sanctioned next year, what I hear is that the odds are that they'll just shut up shop more than they'll go to the Canadian Premier League because there's been too much bad feelings on both sides of the table there. So that's not a great story, but certainly one that we'll continue to watch. And maybe they'll sort it out. Maybe some of that group will move into a separate group, and then we'll move certain people aside, and they'll find a way in because they desperately want into that market. It would be a natural rival for Montreal too, in terms of geographically, right? Have a team in Laval, that would be a short little hop, skip, and a jump to between the games. That would be, in a North American context, that would be a derby. So that would be fun. It would also, you'd be able to add the Ontario teams into the mix too. That's not a difficult road trip for people. They could jump in a car and drive to Ottawa, about 4.5 hours from Toronto. So lots of opportunities there. But in terms of what I'm hearing in Ottawa, not much, and that's unfortunate. There are three other teams that I am hearing a great deal of good things about. Two of those are in markets that have not gotten a lot of conversation prior to
Oh.
this. Now, both are not completely foreign to people's ideas. You could probably go to the Voyageurs board to find dream scenarios, which have people in these markets, but they're not something we're hearing a lot.
Are you saying that, I don't know, here, let me find a funny city in Canada that is very remote. Are you saying Fort McMurray is getting their team?
Yeah, no.
No.
Although, okay, this
Kudjuak.
I'll go this far.
Kudjuak. Come on. The polar bears,
LBR.
you call them the polar bears, you make them play in Kudjuak. Talk about winter schedule.
There you go. Valdor, what do we want on there? Belleville, hell, Belleville. I want a team in Belleville.
Val-d'Or, the miners.
Yeah.
You call them the
right.
miners, or the because the Foreurs is the hockey team, right? So you call them the miners or
Or
something.
My dream is the Rivière du Loup Wolves.
The Wolves of Rivière du Loup. Oh my God, I love that.
It's right there.
Or
It's right
okay,
there.
Three Rivers.
He's
If
Wolverine.
Three Rivers, if Three Rivers gets a team, do you call them the captains? The Three Rivers captains.
Maybe, and they're going to fight over Barrett's Privateers because they are
R-R. It's
the Halifax.
It's the Skull and Bones Derby, Halifax, and Three Rivers meeting each
Yeah,
other in the
exactly.
harbor. 3 p.m. in the
All right.
harbor. I'm going to fight you.
To be serious for a moment. The teams coming in, and again, Thursday, you'll get the full story in this. Let me dig a little bit more. One of them is in the West, and it is one that we've talked about a lot over the years. So you can draw your own conclusions on that one. And I think there will be a lot of people, particularly in the Voyageurs, very excited by that one. I'm almost handing that one to you right now, folks, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the
you know who you are. You know who you are. My fellow Chelsea fan in the West. I won't say more because I'll give it away, but it's for
Yeah.
you.
The other two, one is both would be rivals to close by teams. And one is in a location that is not at all been talked about. And in fact, there is a city very close to this location that has been talked about a lot, but not this one. And it would be a natural rival to a team that currently doesn't have one. I've said too
Interesting.
much already. So you can try
Yeah.
and speculate away on those ones, folks. And on Thursday, as I said, we'll give you more details on that. Lots of stuff going on in the Canadian Premier League. There's some other stories that I'm chasing. Certainly on Thursday, we're going to focus for the rest of this week. I think we're going to focus on the positive side of this thing. So we're going to look at the league, break it down. We'll offer predictions, which are dumb of us to do, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, because we're all at the same level, though. We're all like in it. Unless you're like literally in the coaching staff of a team or a player in himself, you don't know.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
There's one team that consistently over the last month keeps coming up to me as everyone is terrified about. And it's not the team that I have been said that people have been terrified about.
So it's not Forge. People are not scared of Forge. That's what you're saying.
People like Forge quite a bit. People don't know what to think of York 9. That's an honest thing. Calgary and Edmonton, kind of people don't think about them a lot. There's people that love Winnipeg and people that don't like Winnipeg. And I've heard from both sides of that. Halifax.
It's like Halifax is everyone's second favorite team.
Yeah, and I think and my take on Halifax is the evaluation. I think some people, because it's their second favorite team, might overvalue them a little bit in terms of the talent. But that's just my take.
That's fair. Watch out, Zach Secunda, golden boot as a left back.
And there's another team, too, that people are a little scared of. So, I'm giving you some more hints of my preview, too, right? All right. But, more of that on Thursday for sure. And on Saturday, I will be at Hamilton. You can come say hi to me if you wish. I'm going to probably split the game, some of it in the press box, some of it in the stands, some of it in the pub beforehand, although I'm not sticking around in the pub after. I'm going to find a quiet place to watch TFC because I'm still a little irritated by that, but nonetheless. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a big weekend. I'm actually almost looking more forward to Sunday when I geek out in front of a computer. And
one soccer.
Maybe if we can figure out how to subscribe to us. I haven't heard anything yet.
You put your email address and they'll send you info, hopefully before the game starts. And onesoccer.ca is apparently the place to be to watch Canadian soccer in the future. It might be free all year long, so at least you know they're not charging you for it yet.
I suspect it will be free for the spring season.
And that would make sense. Spring season is like the soft launch, I guess, and the trial period for the system. The new joint venture between Canadian Soccer Business and Media Pro, which is called One Soccer. OneSoccer.ca, your place for Canadian soccer. Yeah, I don't know why I'm using my Michael Buffer voice. Yeah, it's had a long week. My laptop's broken still, and I have
to. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to soccer. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. For the thousands in attendance live and the millions watching around the world, I'm Kevin Laramie. And for Dwayne Rollins, we'll be back tomorrow for another edition of The World of Football with a soccer perspective. But until then, have a great soccer. Have a great soccer and see you tomorrow.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.